are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this is an interesting email. I want to start off reading this to you, okay? AJ from Los Angeles writes, Doc, I listen to your show daily, and I get what you have to say, but does all this really matter? I mean, we all end up dead. Why can't we live our lives the way we want to? I say eat, drink, and be merry. Okay. Now, I know some of you probably think that email was probably a joke. I think he's serious. You know, I mean, we talk about vegetables. We talk about nutrition. We talk about smoking. It's American Heart Month. I'm sure a lot of you feel that same way. Does it really matter? I say it does. Absolutely. I say it does. You know, this concept that a lot of people have, I've had patients that tell me that, Dahlia, we're all going to die anyway. I mean, we're going to die. So why can't I eat the way I want to eat? Why can't I drink what I want to drink? You know, let me be. And fine, I'll let you be. You know, not a lot I could do. You coming into my office or, you know, you listening to my show, you know, yeah, you have every right to live the way you want to with your life. But I think it does matter. I think we all have a choice on how we want to live our lives. Personally, I don't want to, as I age, have brittle bones where I fall and have to be in a wheelchair. I want to be able to move. I want to be able to be mobile. I want to be able to see as I age. I don't want to get diabetes and high blood pressure and go blind. You know, I believe we all have X amount of time on this earth, and it'll be easier and probably a lot more fruitful and enjoyable if you're healthy than if you're sick. I mean, call me an optimist, or I don't know what you would call me, but yeah, I'm sure some of you have some choice names. You know, and I also think that the people that say we're going to die anyway, you know, I'm a dead man anyway, I'm going to die, you die sooner. I really believe that. You know, maybe it's because many people who say that are smokers. You know, I've had smokers that say, Dahlia, you're telling me to quit smoking. I've been smoking 30, 40 years. I'm going to get lung cancer. What's the point? I go, well, there's a huge point. If you cut back on smoking, you know, studies have shown you decrease your risk of lung cancer tremendously. A year out, 2 years out, you decrease your chance of heart attack. No, I don't care. You know, if you already have it in your head that you're going to be in the grave, there's not a lot anybody could do for you. And I really believe you are going to end up at the grave sooner. But for those of you that go, I am going to be on this earth as long as I can and as long as God lets me, I think you stick around a lot. I really do. I think you stick around a lot longer. And, you know, for those of you that believe in the afterlife, personally, I want to look good in the afterlife. I don't want to get to the afterlife overweight with love handles and cellulite. You know, I believe in an afterlife. So, yes, I want to take care of my body now. I just don't think of us being in the ground. I really think of this being a destination. I'm trying to think of the right term. But, you know, this is, you know, we travel along certain paths. And while we're here on Earth, there's a path, and I think there's a path after that. So, you know, if you don't really care about your current path now, you know, if you believe there's a path afterwards, you may want to be healthy for that. And honestly, is it really that hard? Is it really that hard to pop a carrot once in a while, you know, or to pop a piece of broccoli? I think the people that say that, and no offense to you, AJ, and I appreciate your emails, okay? I don't want to sit here and criticize your email or make fun of you, but I'm disagreeing with the thought that, well, we should just throw in the towel anyway. I think that's lazy. You know, I mean, I hear that with family members. Well, no man in our family lives past 63, so I might as well enjoy the remaining years I have. That's baloney. You're being lazy. You don't want to go to the gym. You don't want to eat right. That's ridiculous. Now, what many people also of different nationalities believe is you don't do too much. You know, once you get the doctor involved, things go downhill. And I can respect that. I can respect that. There's a lot of people, you know, I see Polish, Russian, German, Israeli, Pakistan. I see a variety of people. And they're like, you want me to take American medicine? Why? You know, my father had that attitude. He's like, why do you want me to take cholesterol medicine to prevent the heart attack? Wouldn't I rather have a heart attack than cancer? Cancer's a horrible way to die. Let me have my heart attack. Well, he ended up having a heart attack and dying. I mean, he left the way he wanted to, but too young. He was only 63. So I get how people have certain beliefs, and I appreciate that. You know, but if you're trying to get out of eating healthy or, you know, quitting smoking or going to the gym, and you lazily want to use the excuse, well, we're all going to die anyway, I think that's ridiculous. I think it's infantile. I do. Right? I mean, we had a caller. This was, I think, about a year ago, who was told that if he continued drinking, he was going to die. He had alcoholic liver disease. So he's like, if I'm going to die anyway, why would I stop drinking? Let me drink. I will also, you know, keep in mind, you have family members. You know, you have people that depend on you. I mean, don't be selfish. You may not think you're necessary and you're needed. I mean, President Obama needs you. If you are an actual taxpayer, one of the very few people, right, that actually pay taxes and don't get a free ride, right, Obama needs you, okay? Is that a reason to live? Yes. You need to pay your taxes. Trust me, I need you, okay? I need Medicare and Social Security being around. If you have income and you're a taxpayer, please stay alive. So somebody could say, I'm being selfish. I'm giving you all these medical news just to keep you alive. But listen, all right, yes, it is going to be hard, all right? No pain, no gain. Yes, no pain, no gain. It's going to be hard to exercise as arthritis sits in. It's going to be hard to eat healthy when food tastes horrible. I get that. It's going to be painful to go to the dentist and get our old rotten teeth extracted. I know that. I know that. I'm not looking forward to aging. But if you could do some things to prevent the bad parts of aging, go for it. It's not that hard. All right, we're going to come back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I still want to go to the emails. These are pretty good. Here's one. Dr. Dahlia, I can't get out of bed in the morning. While I'm half asleep, I hit the snooze button, and then I hit it again. By the time I realize what I've done, I'm late for work. Any suggestions on how to get up first thing in the morning? Oh, okay, that's great. All right. First, get rid of an alarm clock that has a snooze. I believe there's alarm clocks with snooze buttons. You also need an alarm clock that is probably one of the most annoying alarms. Now, a big mistake people make is they put the alarm clock next to their bed so you reach it. Don't do that. When I was in high school and college, I had the alarm clock on the other side of the room. This way, I was forced to get up and get out of bed. All right, that makes it easier. Now, sometimes you're so half asleep, you'll just crawl right back into bed. And you need to be careful. I would actually shut my alarm off. I didn't even mess with the snooze. I would shut it off and then fall back asleep. And, you know, you need to be in class by 6:30 or 7 in the morning, or I'd have to be in the cadaver lab at 5 or doing rounds at 4:30. I mean, it was not the best behavior to sleep in. You would really get in trouble. It was not good. I really don't even know how I tackled it. You want to know how I tackled that? I'll tell you. Not only did I move my alarm clock, this is going to sound bad. Okay. I actually had a little soda next to my bed. All right. Because I would get up and I'd be thirsty. I would drink something and the sugar or the caffeine would wake me up. Now, I don't want to recommend that to you because, you know, now everything's all about anti-soda. Stay away from soda. Stay away from the high fructose corn syrup. But I have to admit that's how I did it. I'm not saying that's how you should do it, but that's how I did it. Now, the other thing I think about being a doctor, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, I didn't even give out the number. If you want to call in, please, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, as a doctor, when I hear that you really can't get out of bed, the first thing I think about is when are you going to bed the night before? I mean, if you're crawling into bed at 2:30 and your alarm's waking you up at 5:30, well, duh, I mean, no wonder you can't get up. But number two, are you taking sleeping pills the night before? If you're taking sleeping pills, you're going to be groggy. No, I mean, there could be a train driving through, you know, riding through your house. That's not going to wake you up. If you're drinking alcohol, if you're, there's medicinal type things. That could be chemical type things that could be keeping you asleep. And then, of course, you know, could it be your thyroid? Could you be anemic? But if it's more of a behavior thing where, you know, it just takes the act of Congress to get you up in the morning, and then once you're up, you're good to go. I would suggest have something that you could take maybe a sip of right next to your bed. Hopefully it's something healthy. And have that alarm clock completely across the room. I mean, another thing you could do is have some water nearby that you could splash on your face. The problem is when you're half asleep, I doubt you're going to want to do that. You know? And I'm trying to think if there was another trick I used where it was like some sort of music. I'm trying to think. I think I had like where you'd hit something and the bells would go off. That was something else. I'm trying to think back. The problem is you didn't sleep much when you were in medical school and college, and so I don't really have that good a memory of what happened, but I do remember having some soda next to my bed. Again, I don't want to recommend that. It's just I don't want you missing work. No, that's a great question. All right, here's another good one. Dr. Dahlia, you talk about the liver and you talk about the kidneys. What is the difference? Well, that's a great question. Okay, so I got to go back to medical school on this answer. So what's the difference between the kidneys and the liver? Well, they have a lot of similarities. There's a lot of similarities between your kidneys and the liver. Okay, let's go to the kidneys because we talk about the kidneys a lot. Remember, your kidneys are your filter. We talk about kidneys a lot where what happens is as your blood goes through the kidneys, you have these little nephrons. Their job is to keep what you need and dump what you don't need. So if you need protein, if you need salts, they will. Your kidney's job is to try to retain that. Also, your kidney's job is to kind of maintain your acid-base balance. Remember we talked about somebody had called or emailed saying if you're acidic, you get cancer. If you're not acidic, you don't, so you need to eat more basic foods. And I said the problem with that is your kidneys and your respiratory rate are already fluctuating to maintain the hemostasis of your acid-base balance. You know, so you're going to dump more hydrogen ions if you're more acidic versus not. So I mean, the kidneys do a bunch of things. They make erythropoietin. Crucial for blood. You have your angiotensin system with your renin, which maintains blood pressure. But if I had to summarize it, your kidneys are crucial for filtering. Now, your liver filters too, so I could see why you're confused. Your liver filters out toxins, but the liver also makes things like it'll make cholesterol. It'll make sugar. It'll make bile. That's important for digestion. Now, the liver is located on the right side of your body, although one of the lobes goes over to the left. Okay? So you have the right lobes, you have the left lobe of the liver. It hides the gallbladder underneath, whereas your kidneys are mid-back area, mid-abdomen area. So, you know, people will say, gosh, I have back pain. How do I know if it's my kidney versus not? Sometimes you don't. Sometimes the pain of the kidney could be deep or superficial that you don't know. I mean, when I had my kidney stone, everyone's like, well, you know, is it a deep pain or not? It was just so painful, I couldn't tell you. I was writhing in pain. And for any of you that have suffered with back pain, you could probably attest I can't tell the difference either. But a lot of times with your kidneys, you'll feel it more in the back than in the abdomen. So if you have a kidney infection, if you have a kidney stone, you're going to feel it more in the back, kind of in the flank area. Now, your flank area is right under your ribs. So if you feel back there and you feel the back of your ribs, okay, everybody feeling? Well, okay, hands on the wheel. If you're driving, don't feel, right? And then you go about an inch or two lower. If you go directly radial into the body, you're going to hit one of your kidneys, whether it's the right or your left, which is why we always worry about kidney damage when you have trauma to the abdomen or the back, you know, or if you fall on your side, because the kidneys aren't always protected. I mean, they're in there deep, but sometimes that bottom rib doesn't cut it. And your kidneys are long. They're a few inches long. I mean, your kidneys could be pretty big. Of course, the kidneys have ureters. Those bring the urine to the bladder. Then the bladder holds the urine until you go on break for your radio show or it's commercial. And then you go to the bathroom and you urinate. It goes out the urethra and then into the air. All right. The liver is protected by your ribs. And as the ribs protect the liver, we've sometimes seen liver lacerations and trauma. It could bleed pretty badly, but I believe liver has a lot more protection than sometimes those kidneys. But I mean, I'm trying to do 4 years of medical school in 10 minutes. I hope it worked. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing okay tonight, Doc. I talked to you a few weeks ago about my father who had complications from knee surgery.
Oh, and yes, and he had an infection. Yeah, how's he doing?
He's not doing good at all. He's been in the hospital for over a month, and he's just not getting any better. They were going to, let's see, his white blood count is up. His infection just keeps getting worse. They were going to drain the knee yet again or flush it out, okay? And the thing is, we had a meeting with all the staff, as many as we could today. Even the vice president of nursing came
okay.
over, and a cardiac specialist. Now the doctor, one of the orthopedic surgeons was supposed to be there. He couldn't show up. This is an important case. This case has never happened before they've heard of in this hospital at all.
And now, remind me, your father went into sepsis, right? He had an issue with his knee.
Yeah.
And then while he was at the hospital, was it MRSA?
Yeah, he's got that. And he's septic as all heck. And he had a heart attack. His heart stopped. And then when they went
to resuscitate
him, they crushed his ribs.
Oh, no.
He's in a mess. So he's not getting any better.
I mean, but I hate to say it, and I don't think it's the most practical, but I've seen families switch hospitals. They have had...
We're doing it.
Are you switching hospitals? Are you having him transferred?
Yeah, we're having him transferred to some place in Boston General, which is probably one of the premier hospitals on this coast.
It is.
He's got to be stable for that. Yeah, he's stable. We talked to the cardiac specialist. He says, look, he's okay to travel. Was this a good decision to make?
Yes. I mean, if he's stable and can handle the transfer, I know we're going on break. I don't want to rush it. But, Mike, if you think they're doing a horrible job, if you think you have to get him then to better care. All right? Gosh, please still keep us posted. All right? My prayers are going to be with your dad. Sorry, we're going on a hard break. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dalia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly only sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I do see families that get very, very frustrated with hospital care. And sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes the doctors, let's say they're going down a path where somebody comes in, like, for example, what we were talking about with Mike, if I remember correctly, his father had knee surgery, then he ended up having a heart attack, then he ended up acquiring sepsis. So the doctors start to chase the bleeding wound, as we call it. You just keep putting bandages on the bleeding wound. And you almost want to go back 2 weeks or 3 weeks and go down a different path. And you'll see people, they'll just start to have this vicious cycle of complications. And you can't get them out. I had a friend email me yesterday. Something very similarly happened. Father had some sort of a bowel infection. Now it seemed to get worse. Possible perforation. And we talked about perforation yesterday. That's probably why they contacted me. And, you know, you just start to see things going down the wrong path. Now, there's a chance that the group of doctors that are taking care of Mike's father or in any other particular situation are doing proper protocols. But, you know, I sometimes feel that maybe just a different place, a different set of doctors sometimes just change the energy in the room. You know, I'm not a real big energy, yin, yang, fu, schwa. I don't know all those. You guys probably know that better than I do, all those terms. But I have to admit, when I have parents or patients say, I took my mom out of the hospital, I switched hospitals, and she did better. You know, even though that second hospital probably would have done the same things the first hospital did, just the fact that it was a different scenario can help. Now, again, we don't like to transfer sick people back and forth between hospitals. All right. We don't do that as a regular procedure protocol. OK, but, you know, in this particular case, if somebody's been there a month and you're afraid that they're just going to, you know, start circling the drain, why not get them out of there, get them to a new set of doctors who could come in and start from fresh. You know, being Monday morning quarterback has a lot of advantages. Because of what I do, I'm on the radio, so patients will find me and they'll say, look, you know, this is what I've gone through. I've gone through every test in the book. Something's not right. Help. Well, I get to then look at everything because, again, I didn't go through the process like the doctor did. Because, again, you could chase one thing after another and just go down that path. For example, we see this with antibiotics and then Clostridium difficile with the where, you know, somebody gets a sinus infection. So you give them an antibiotic. All right. Then that didn't work. So let's say you start with a penicillin antibiotic. All right. So then you switch to Bactrim, which is second choice. It's a sulfa medicine. Well, the patient who never had an allergy to sulfa starts to get a sulfa reaction like I had, where I started to, you know, bleed under the skin, urine turned brown, ache. It was horrible. All right. So then you start to treat that. Right. The doctor starts to treat that. Meanwhile, the sinus infection comes back. So the doctor gives a third antibiotic while watching the liver and the kidneys. The third antibiotic gives the patient diarrhea. Now the patient's been on three antibiotics. He starts to develop Clostridium difficile, which is a horrible bacterial-caused intestinal illness from multiple antibiotics. Now you have to hospitalize him because he's losing fluid. We still have the issue from the sulfa drug. And you see how you start going down a path. Now, patients will go, oh, the doctor was an idiot. But you're like, but wait a second. You know, and sometimes I tell them, I go, look, thank you for bringing them to me. I'm honored. And I'm not trying to stick up for this doctor, but I might have fallen down the same trap. I might have done the same things, right? I love augmented first choice. If that doesn't work, then I switch to Bactrim. It's just luck of the draw. Your father didn't have those reactions on my watch. It happened with somebody else. So all I have to do now is swoop in, take a look at what was done, try to treat him for his Clostridium difficile, get him in with a good gastroenterologist, get his electrolytes remanaged, put on the chart he never gets to take sulfa again, and then if the sinus infection isn't cleared up, go back after the sinus infection once I think the bowels can handle it. So you see, when you get to be the doctor that looks at the mess, it's a lot easier because also you can do no wrong. They are so mad at the other doctors that they're not having, I mean, you actually have this very small window of you could do no wrong because already so many bad things have happened, you know, to the patient. It's a horrible way to look at things. But I'll be honest with these patients that come in and say, you know, look, same thing what happened. You know, I had a patient call up because his son was in the hospital with Clostridium difficile because he was given Augmentin. The son had incurred a dog bite, and one of the physician assistants in town gave him a Clostridium difficile. So he goes, look, doctor, I hear on the radio, I'm going to bring my son to you. I can't believe I took my son to this idiot. And I told him, I go, I got to be dead honest with you. The guidelines say if you have a dog bite, the number one antibiotic is Augmentin. I got to be honest with you. I probably would have given him that too. Okay. It's a shame he had this. And of course, I'd be more than happy to see him, but I would be lying if I said, oh, that's right. The provider was an idiot. No, you know, it's just luck of the draw, you know, or unlucky boy. He gets the Clostridium difficile infection with that antibiotic. So it's, like I said, sometimes just shaking it up a little bit, taking them to somebody new, just sometimes, the situation gets better And it gives the patient a different outlook. It gives the family a different outlook. You know, a doctor never wants to feel like he failed. And I have to be really honest with you. There have been some patients where I just can't fix them. I don't know how to make them better. They're depressed. They're achy. No matter what I do, they don't get better. And I say, let's get a different set of eyes. I'm not dumping you. I'm not admitting failure, but I just don't think you're thriving and blossoming in my practice. And I am dying to see what happens if you go to another doctor. Still stay in touch. Let me know what's going on. If you fall in love with the other doctor, great. All right. But I just want to see what happens if you move. Just see what happens. And let's talk about just physical moving. I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada. Very dusty, interesting vegetation, but really, really allergic. Okay, we have a very atopic city, very, very allergic. So my asthmatics don't really do as well out here. So one of my family members before the recession, husband got a job in Colorado. They moved to Colorado, and the son's asthma completely clears up. He's off all his inhalers, his single air, all his medicine. All right. Is it because the Colorado air is better than the Vegas air? I don't know. Maybe. Was it maybe just the move? Were there molds in his house? I don't know. But sometimes the move just helps. And, you know, I hate to ever send a patient away, you know, and tell a patient to move. I mean, Lord knows I need the business, you know, power bills going up. But I've had patients who were depressed, couldn't sleep, anxious. You know, they're out of work. I go, why don't you go move to Oregon, live near your sister for a few months, and see what happens? Sometimes just a different location, a different scenery. Now, that's easier said than done for some people. But listen, you know, some of you, you don't have a job. You're depressed. You're anxious. You know, if you think things aren't going well, sometimes you just need to put yourself in a different location. And things may change. So it's very difficult as a doctor to give that kind of advice. You know, you're supposed to give advice on medication. You're supposed to give advice on, you know, watching your smoking and your nutrition status and exercise. You know, and we're probably after the break going to talk about ways to improve your mood. All right. But I've told patients, leave your job. Get out of that relationship. Move. And it's worked. It doesn't work for everybody. But on those patients where I thought it would work, it worked. All right, don't go away. We're coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I also put some cool stuff up on my Facebook page where, for example, I found an article where I think it was CBS News that had these photographs from the 1800s of people with tumors. And some of them lived, some of them didn't. Okay, pretty graphic stuff. But I just think anything is cool, you know, I mean, from the 1800s. I mean, I'm amazed that these pictures look as crisp and detailed as they do. But please, if you do have a Facebook account, go to my fan page. Not the regular page. I think that's max, and I don't really use it anymore. But the fan page, there's no limit. And I could put some really cool stuff up there. So I want you to go there and look. Okay. So we were talking about how sometimes you need to mix it up a little bit. And how sometimes it's very rare for a medical provider or a doctor to say, look, I don't think I'm helping you. You know, you need to go somewhere else. It's funny. I train medical students. They come to my office and they'll hear me, you know, talk to patients about what their options are, and I'll give them an option of, you know, seeing a specialist or seeing another doctor who's better at that subject than I am. And one of them had asked me, they said, are you allowed to do that? You know, I mean, aren't you supposed to, if you're their doctor, you know, try to address everything? Does it look bad if you say, you know, I can't help you? And I'm like, no, I think it's actually ethical. I think it makes you look like a very good, caring doctor to tell your patients your limitations. You know, if somebody comes to me with a seizure disorder and they can't be maintained on their seizure medications, I'm going to be the first one to tell them, you know, this is beyond my scope. You know, you have some recalcitrant seizures. I need to get you to somebody who can help you. I don't want them spending their money in my office if I can't help them. I mean, what good is that? All right. If a patient gets better, that is the primary goal, even if it means you not financially reaping the rewards. Now, with the way insurance is and with the way Obamacare is going, you know, doctors are already getting paid like crap anyway. So we don't feel the dent having patients go to another doctor. I know people are like, oh, well, you know, doctors don't want to lose patients. They want to keep the business for themselves. No. If you don't think you could help the patient, give them the option of transferring them. When I was a student, there was a doctor I trained under, and he would talk to patients and be honest and go, look, this is beyond my scope. All right, this is something I'm not specialized in, and I need to get you somebody where this is all they do. And that's how I learned to be able to speak like that with my patients and be very honest. You could tell a patient you don't know where you're going with this. You could tell a patient you're stumped. All right. Yes, it could come back and haunt you in a lawsuit. But if you are being honest and you're trying to get the patient the help that they need, you're probably going to be more protected in a lawsuit than faking it and trying to BS your way through their treatment. You know, there was a gentleman. This is the only time it's ever happened where I was trying to remove a lipoma from his back, a fatty tumor. Now, 99.999999% of the times these things are benign. They pop out. They're very easy to remove. They're yellow. They look like chicken fat, okay? It's a pretty fun procedure. His wife is a nurse. She wants to watch. I'm like, fine. I have no problem with people watching. I think it's cool. You know, we're shooting the breeze. And I go in there. I open him up, and it won't budge. I cannot get this lipoma to pop out. Right? I have a scalpel. I have surgical tools. And this sucker is tethered and tethered tough. It also isn't yellow. It's gray. And I just started to have a weird feeling. I look at the wife and I go, I've never had to do this, but I want to sew him back up and send him to a surgeon. This is different. This is just different. You know, and I don't like to not complete something. You know, you feel like you failed. I don't like to do that. But there was no way I was going to mess with something that was tethered like that. I mean, it almost caused me to sweat. It was a very weird, probably one of the weirdest surgical situations I've ever had. So I just, you know, sew him back up. I mean, he was under local, of course, and I sent him to a surgeon. And I tell the surgeon, this is a weird one. Now, I have never seen a liposarcoma, a cancerous lipoma. I've never seen one. Well, I guess I did that day. And it was cancerous. Now, they got it all out. All right. Nothing spread. But he ended up eventually having lung cancer and dying later that year, which was a shame. But I think if I could teach any medical students or any medical providers anything, is if you don't know or you know, aren't feeling right about something, you do the patient a service and get them out of your office to somebody else. All right. And I don't think it's going to hurt. All right. I don't think it's going to hurt you. It's better than just faking your way through it. I mean, yeah, I could have still cut. I could have shaved layers off and layers and layers. Now, I still would have sent it to the lab. So, yeah, we would have discovered it was a liposarcoma. But it just, you know, I got that weird feeling. Okay. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about before the end of the show is ways to boost your mood. And it's because one of the emails I got was from somebody who said, look, I don't have depression, but I find myself in a funk. You know, I don't want to go on antidepressants, but what could I do naturally to get myself out of the funk? Now, you could, there's so many different websites and journal articles, but I found one from Hub Pages, which really looks kind of good. I like what they have. They have here 25 ways, so I'm just going to go through them pretty quickly, and hopefully you'll remember some of them when you get into a funk, okay? Let's say you start getting into a funk, your mood starts to go down. One of the first things they say is call a friend. Right? You know, sometimes if you call a family member, that could put you more into a funk, especially when you have family members that bring up the past, right? Guilt trips, etc. But call one of your fun friends, okay? Or you could call a friend whose life is worse than yours, and you'll usually feel better. But they say just don't start to brood, call a friend. Sometimes also just corresponding with a family member that you haven't done in a while. Let's say you're feeling guilty that you haven't talked to your brother in a while. Sending an email, they say helps. Three, exercise. Just go out and walk. Take the dog, go out for a walk. Go run. Take a ball and a racquetball and start banging it against the wall and chasing the ball around. Just exercise. Shoot some hoops. Another thing they say is forgive yourself. You know, they say if you're starting to get into a funk, all right, maybe just think through and forgive yourself for something that you've done. All right, that helps a lot of us spiritual people. I think it works. But if you can't think of anything that, you know, you have to figure this, like me, I think I'm an angel. No. All right, now this one works for me. Take a bath or shower. When the kids get on my nerves and I'm about to yell at them, I tell my husband, I'm going to jump in the shower real quick because they are really getting on my nerves. They're fighting, they're screaming, they're throwing their pencils all over the place. And by the time you're done with the 5-minute shower, you forgot it and you feel good. Sometimes cleaning up the clutter and organizing your house, clearing your desk makes you feel better. I cleaned out my desk, cleared my desk at work. I was like on cloud nine. I was like, oh my gosh, I found all these paper clips. Sometimes call a buddy and plan a poker party, plan, going out to dinner, happy hour, something. I mean, I don't want to, you know, push alcohol by any means, but sometimes having something to do, okay, helps. Knowing that Saturday night you got some plans, that's going to help. All right. Also, a lot of times we have too many expectations, right? Oh my gosh, I've got to get all this done. I don't want to get all this done. And you fall into a funk because you have a whole bunch of homework. Right? I still call it homework. I got reports to do. I have my book to work on. I mean, it's homework. But if you think it's homework, you're going to get into a funk. So maybe just kind of make smaller little goals, all right? For those of you that are into journals, sometimes you could start a journal. That's, you know. I didn't get to all of them, but I'll probably talk about more on the next hour. But the key to all of this is like what I talked about before. Shake it up a little bit. Get out of the house. Go on a trip. Shake it up a little bit. A lot of times things work out. All right, guys, great show. We got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away if you can't.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.